This is ESPN Radio.
I was already triggered like three or four times just hearing the intro for that show. That's just how it is the day after Thanksgiving. It is not Canty and Golic Jr. It's Peter Burns and Amber Wilson rolling with you for the next 4 hours. As always, you can give us a call, 888-SAY-ESPN. That's 888-729-3776. And I'm going to do something that our great producer Devin Kane did earlier today, and I have to do it. Amber, how was your Thanksgiving?
It was good. Well, first of all, I spent quite a bit of it here because me and Courtney Cronin were hosting Greeny and Barton Hahn yesterday. So I got to talk about some football, and then I got to watch some football, and then I got to eat a lot of food. What more could you ask for, Peter? How was yours?
It's a win-win. So I'm supposed to say it was good and it was fine, right? But then I would be completely lying to you. I'm an old man. I threw up my back putting a princess bed out for my daughter. My LSU football team does not have a head coach. They're not even zeroing in on anybody right now. Lost a bunch of money on cryptocurrency. Other than that, Amber, the only reason why I'm in a good mood today is the Dallas Cowboys were just terrible for the third time in the last four games, right? That's the only thing that brought a little bit of joy to me, and I'm sure I'm upsetting people all throughout ESPN Radio listening to us right now, but the truth's the truth. Like, sometimes there's certain stories in sports that say, you know what, as bad of a day as you had, you could have had it just a little bit worse. And I think that's a fair way to how we start today with the Cowboys and what happened. I think they just threw another flag. What, 267 or something like that yards?
276 yards selling it short. Penalties, 28 penalties in this game. I mean, a really, really, really ugly game yesterday. We thought the Lions game was going to be the ugly game. And then we got Raiders-Cowboys, and the Raiders were able to pull it off. Nothing says national radio like us overreacting about a Dallas Cowboys loss, though, the next day, right? Because that's exactly what we're going to do here, and it's what we do. It's what everyone does. It's what the entire nation does when the Dallas Cowboys lose.
You'll have that opportunity to hit us up on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. That's 888-SAY-ESPN. That's 888-729-3776. ESPN Nation presented by Dr. Pepper. College football is heating up, and so are the fans. Return to glory with Fansville by Dr. Pepper, the ones fans deserve. Before we do get into what happened with Thanksgiving Day football yesterday, I will say this. The Texas Longhorns may not even blow a lead. That's how crazy this weekend is. This game against K-State right now, 22-17. It appears that the Texas Longhorns finally did not blow a lead, and Steve Sarkisian gets his fifth win of the season. So,
how's that crowd looking?
At least, I would say about like my leftovers in the refrigerator right now. Sparse, to say the least, as there is about 30,000 people in Austin. And it is indeed a final, 22-17. So at least probably some smiles for the people in the state of Texas as Longhorns snapped that six-game losing streak. But, you know, going back to the Cowboys-Raiders game, I found this to be a good loss, Amber. And I know people are going to flip out about it. Simply for the fact of, I think the Raiders have been dealing with so much off the field issues, right? I mean, you think about what's going on with Gruden, the rug situation. Ever since the bye week, that team hasn't just been right. But I still believe that they're a very talented team. And we saw that from Derek Carr and how well he played. But for the Cowboys at this point, to look at this and go, we didn't have Amari Cooper, we didn't have CeeDee Lamb, no DeMarcus Lawrence, no Randy Gregory. We shot ourselves in the foot 155 times and yet almost still won that game. I'm not quite sure if it's all, hey, the sky is completely falling right now, as much as easy sports talk radio would be to say, hey, the Dallas Cowboys are done and they'll never be a contending team once again.
Well, going into this game, and Courtney and I were talking, of course, going into this game yesterday on Greeny a lot about this matchup. And I said, I think we're downplaying the importance of this game, though, for the Raiders. I mean, it's easy to overlook the Raiders. It's really easy for us all to focus on what's been happening with the Cowboys. And now they've lost, what, 3 of 4 here. But of course, this ends a 3-game losing streak for the Raiders. And the Cowboys are still sitting atop the NFC East. Right. So the Cowboys You know, if there was a loss where it's like, all right, we can still survive this. They still are up a couple games on the Eagles. It would have been the Cowboys that could survive it. The Raiders, it felt like their season was going to be over if they didn't pull this off. And Derek Carr deserves a ton of credit for being able to somehow keep that team together with all the adversity that they have faced off the field this season. It has been remarkable to see, and it was remarkable to watch them bounce back yesterday. You mentioned how shorthanded the Cowboys are. If I was going to argue against, though, this being a good loss for the Cowboys, it would be the fact that, yes, they were missing Amari Cooper. They were missing CeeDee Lamb. The problem is, though, they shouldn't have needed those guys yesterday. I mean, the Raiders going into that game, Peter, were giving up over 132 yards per game on the ground this year. That's the fourth most in the NFL. If the Cowboys were smart, all they needed to do was run all over the Raiders, and you saw Ezekiel Elliott look like he just doesn't have it. And it appears that that knee is clearly bothering him and that there is some issue there. And maybe a little time off here will help, but I would be concerned about that.
Yeah, you're saying a guy with 2,000 carries already from his Ohio State Buckeye career and his Dallas Cowboys career, where he's had almost 1,400 carries already, is not worth $15 million? A year, Amber? That's mind-blowing. Who would have ever thought that? What's interesting, and I'm glad you brought that up, Amber Wilson, Peter Burns here on Candy and Golic Jr., Ed Werder, our ESPN NFL reporter, had some interesting things to say about what Zeke Elliott has right now on the plate.
The last four games, he's gone from 51 rushing yards, which is next to nothing for a two-time former NFL rushing champion, to 41 yards, to 32 yards, to 25 yards yesterday. I mean, it's diminishing returns in the running game, and so you wonder now if they don't consider doing something, taking a different approach with Elliott and giving him maybe the next game off, and that gets him almost 3 weeks of rest before the following game. If whatever the medical diagnosis actually is, if rest can accommodate and improve the situation, you wonder if they might consider that now.
Now, Zeke, obviously, he is dealing with that sore knee and says, hey, I'll play through it. And by all accounts, has been a solid teammate. Him and Tony Pollard, they have said together, hey, listen, we're the brotherhood, we're friends, this is the way it goes. But you can tell that this is not the way that Zeke envisioned being used. It wasn't the way that Jason Garrett used him when he was rolling. And it's been more of a running back by committee. Now, he didn't want to get paid by running back by committee. And that maybe is some of the issues that the Cowboys have. But I'm very curious, if this ends up happening, I mean, is it fair to say that Pollard's been the better running back, or it feels like this team is more complete and could have had a little bit more gas in the tank if the Cowboys went that way?
I think it's fair right now to say that Pollard's been the better running back. And again, I think that it has something to do with Zeke's knee and Zeke's health. And you heard Ed Werder say it there. If they give him that Saints game off, then that's some significant rest that it adds up to. The problem is you've got six games left in the season, and the Eagles are trending the right direction. And so if you're the Cowboys, you're very, very concerned about that. And you're concerned beyond just the paycheck, which is always going to make you concerned about giving Zeke time off, because listen, how much you pay a guy in the NFL does in fact matter. It's not easy to just say, hey, we're going to roll with Pollard now when you're paying Ezekiel Elliott all that money. But most importantly, they need to keep winning games. And so then it comes down to, can they win a game? If they give Zeke some time off, they go in there to New Orleans without Zeke. Well, we know what happened with the Saints yesterday as well. Oof. They don't look so great, so maybe that is the game to take off if you're Ezekiel Elliott. I would say that if I'm a Cowboys fan right now, because of all the penalties yesterday, because they gifted their opponent 166 yards, I'm not losing my mind. It's very hard to win an NFL game when you gift your opponent that many yards. It's very hard to win an NFL game anyways, but particularly under those conditions. And then, of course, you did mention that they are missing several of their key pieces on offense that they will get back. Defensively, we haven't even gotten to that. I think that there's some problems there in the running game. I think there's some problems, but tentatively, I'm still encouraged overall if I'm the Cowboys.
Yeah, I don't think that there's a doubt about that because of the great fast start that they got, and we're able to get some rest for Dak Prescott coming back, who frankly, he looked off a little bit early, but of course you saw what he was able to do in the fourth quarter, and that's typical. That's why you paid the money to Dak Prescott in the offseason.
You can pay quarterbacks, maybe not running backs.
Yeah, you pay quarterbacks, paying running backs, not so much unless you're Jerry Jones, and that's why you're that team. It's interesting that you did talk about the Eagles. Mark is in Memphis joining us here, 888-SAY-ESPN here in Candy and Golic Jr. What's happening, Mark, in Memphis? How you doing, bud?
Hey, doing all right. Sunshining. How you doing?
Oh, man. You know what? Outside of my bad back, Amber Wilson carrying the show today, we're in good spirits, my friend.
Excellent. Hey, enjoy the football talk. Glad to hear you talk about Tony Pollard, Memphis Tiger. We love the guy, and he's got it. There's a lot of fight in that dog. He wants to play and roll. You were talking about the Eagles. I thought a month back, Dallas had this division locked up, but Eagles win Sunday. What are they, just a game back behind
game
the Cowboys?
Back and then I was going to say, and then remember, that's the final game, if I'm not mistaken, on the schedule, is Philly, I think, January 9th. It's the last game is going to be Philly-Dallas. So
yeah, it
absolutely.
Could come down. The NFC East could come down to the last week of the season.
And the way, and right now, Jalen Hurts versus this Cowboys secondary, I mean, that would be, you know, chomping at the bit.
Yeah, that would be a very fun thing to happen. I actually don't think it's necessarily going to happen because, again, I'm still tentatively optimistic here if I am the Cowboys. If the Cowboys are healthy, they're better than the Eagles. But the Eagles are certainly trending the right direction, and I am impressed so far with what I've seen from Jalen Hurts. And obviously, the Eagles has also kind of figured out their game plan, relying on the run more and putting a little less on Hurts.
And that's what normally they should do. Amber Wilson, take a little break here. Tell us from our friends what they got for us over at AT&T.
If there are friends and family members you haven't talked to in a while, don't worry. It's never too late to reconnect. To help, AT&T is offering deals on the latest smartphones. It's not complicated. Everyone deserves something new. So AT&T is giving new and existing customers their best deals on every smartphone, even the latest ones. Restrictions and exceptions may apply. Visit att.com for details.
I want to throw this number out there. One more time, 888-SAY-ESPN, because when you do that AT&T live read, it makes me think of guys you haven't talked to in a long time. I want to know, and that's one of the themes today here, and Devin came up with it, which is great. What's the dumbest sports argument you got into over the holiday break? You know, whether you're hanging out with your boys, you know, from college over on that Wednesday night before Thanksgiving or around the holidays.
People still I know, do that? You're still going to turkey trot on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, Peter Burns?
I know I drink like it. I don't necessarily actually do the physical activities of it. But everybody has those. Like in the Burns household, it was who was LSU going to hire, right? Like that's a huge, I mean, that was talked about throughout the South. You're probably dealing with it in Gainesville as well, too, as a big-time Florida Gator fan.
I sat down to dinner last night because we did Thanksgiving later, which, I mean, apparently I found yesterday is very controversial. The timing of Thanksgiving dinner apparently is a very controversial topic.
Wait, what time do you guys do dinner at?
Well, so I didn't eat Thanksgiving until 6 p.m. yesterday, which I will agree after having lived it now, I'm like, this is too late. Like next year, we got to push it back to like
you
at least 4.
You didn't even get the nap
in.
That's the whole thing about Thanksgiving is that you have to have the nap, Amber. What are we doing here?
No, and we went out to eat. Which is glorious, and I'm doing it forevermore. It's so good. There's no cooking. There's no cleaning up, given there's no leftovers, but it's excellent. It's so much less stress. But I ate late. I'm sitting down to dinner with my father, and one of the first things he asks me is...
who we hiring?
He first asked me, is Mullen coaching against Florida State, which I informed him, no. I think it's like our O-line coach or something right now who's interim. And then he said, you know, what direction, what do you think they're going to do? What's Strickland going to do? And that's absolutely the topic of conversation. So I'm sure everybody has one of those from their Thanksgiving gathering.
888-SAY-ESPN is the way to get in touch with us. 888-729-3776. And it's interesting you talk about Dan Mullen because it's time for Straight Talk brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless because his name has been floated around already about the Chicago Bears gig. But guess what? Matt Nagy says, well, hold up. I'm still here, right? I'm getting this win. I'm beating the lowly Detroit Lions 16-14. It wasn't great. Of course, no Justin Fields in this game, but Andy Dalton played extremely well in it, I guess, per se, you know, coming back in. Here's what Matt Nagy had to say in his post-game presser about the rumors of his demise.
So there was a report that came out that was false, and that's where it started. And then we had practice, and we continued with our days, and we had our practices like we normally would. And I cleared it up with the team. And then, as I think everybody is aware, the next day George came in and had a good talk with the team and confirmed that that was true. And then we went about our business.
He's talking about George, and he had gone, George, am I good here after this week? Am I good here on the next, like, can
next
I get a contract
week?
Extension right now? Nagy, I don't think, kind of got that vote of confidence. But it is intriguing to me because the Bears find themselves in this what do we do with the quarterback situation? And that's gone back and forth between Dalton and Fields. And now what they do with Matt Nagy and his future. I mean, does this feel like Nagy can save his job, Amber, if this somehow plays out as Matt would like it to play out in Chicago?
Yeah, Matt Nagy wasn't going to get fired after this week. I do think that that report was probably misguided, no matter what happens against the Lions. And of course, Nagy was being gifted this Lions matchup when we're having this conversation. Nagy was 6-1. Now he's 7-1 against the Lions, and he's under 500 against the rest of the NFL. So he likes to play the Detroit Lions. And of course, it ends up working out for him again yesterday. Hard to believe, though, that, you know, they would have had some conversation, if even if wins this, that this is going to be the week. On Thanksgiving, this is going to be the week. When we've been talking about this all season, the future of Matt Nagy. It has felt like to me that the conversation surrounding Matt Nagy is a bit fan-driven and, frankly, media-driven. And I hate to do that, but we have been having conversations here about the future of Matt Nagy as the head coach of the Bears since before the season started. And I'm sure in the front office, they were a little bit more like, hey, let's see what happens here over the 17. But we were ready to get rid of him off the bat. And then, of course, when he made the decision not to start Fields, I mean, remember all the uproar over that. Then he goes to Fields. Then we see what that situation has played out like in Chicago. It doesn't feel like to me at this point there's anything Matt Nagy can do to save his job. There's too much noise, even if it has been somewhat fan-driven and media-driven up to this point. I'm sure at this point in the season that those conversations have happened in the front office. And even though I don't think the plan was to fire him on Thanksgiving or the day after Thanksgiving, I do think, frankly, that plan is to fire him after the 17th.
My favorite conspiracy theory that I heard over Thanksgiving is that Nagy was the one himself, or somebody in his camp is the one who leaked the rumors that was out there that he was going to get let go. If for no other reason, because, hey,
then
listen, if you lose to the Lions, you probably deserve to lose your job. But if you do, all of a sudden you can say, hey, you know what? No, we're going to rally around him and see if this team can actually get it done. They barely get it done. They win 16-14. But it is interesting because it plays into that last game of the day, Bills 31, Saints 6. And this was just an absolute brutal showing for the Saints. As putrid as I've seen the Saints look since, you know, the Aints back in the day, really. I mean, the crowd really didn't feel like it was there. I mean, Bills and Josh Allen looked incredible in those four touchdowns, and they finally got back to being what it looked like, an AFC East contender. But Keyshawn was talking about this on KJM a little bit about, hey, listen, if the Bears are looking for a head coach, maybe they don't have to look too far in that conference. Here's what he had to say on who might be the perfect for that job.
The offensive side of the ball is dismal for them. No Michael Thomas, no Kamara, tight end gone. A quarterback shouldn't even be in the league as far as I'm concerned. They had an opportunity to fix it when Jameis Winston got hurt, to take a look at Cam Newton that was out there. They passed on that. And I wouldn't be shocked or surprised if, and I know Sean Payton has a big deal, but I wouldn't be surprised if Sean Payton decided to do something different at the end of the season.
I would
Amber,
be.
Amber, you were pursing your lips there.
I mean, if Sean Payton is doing something different, then like maybe he's, you know, retiring or going into broadcasting. He's not becoming the head coach of Chicago. Like, I don't understand the draw there from leaving New Orleans and going to Chicago. What is the purpose?
The purpose is in whether or not that you want to save a franchise that needs, frankly, saving, right? I mean, there are certain programs. You and I wrap our head around.
The Saints need saving right now.
Yeah, I know, but he's already saving,
you're not
right?
That
he's already.
Well, kind
listen,
of.
Listen,
I mean,
Sean
it has
Payton,
its challenges again there, right?
Understood, right? But if you're in the situation right now and you tell me, hey, what's a better quarterback situation than what's brewing, right? Like, you know, what Taysom Hill and the new contract that he had and what they're going to try to do as far as from a quarterback situation down the road.
I mean, Sean Payton would never leave Taysom Hill. Like, he loves
they
him
are
more than
buddies,
he loves
right?
his own son. I don't even know if Sean Payton has a son. I mean, he just loves him so, so much. He would never leave him. Are you kidding me?
It is intriguing because there are certain things about, hey, if you don't have a quarterback in this league, you have nothing going on, right? And I mean, and people are going to know that, right? Think about what happened with Belichick. Finally, he's getting that with the Mac Jones type play right now, but he didn't have that last year when the Cam Newton whole thing didn't work out. You're seeing that right now at other places. Nagy's having to deal with it. Justin Fields is not ready, so his back is up against the wall. And if you're Sean Payton, the question is, hey, what is the future of your Saints squad as they continue to move on? You're shaking your head.
This is a ridiculous take. I mean, listen, Keyshawn.
It wasn't my take.
So that we can We can have a lot of material here on the shows that come after yours, but what are we doing?
No one has ever called me Keyshawn Johnson for a bevy of different reasons. So, Devin, I don't believe it was me that said it. I believe it was Keyshawn that said it. In fact, there's another name that comes up that I find to be a little bit more intriguing. We'll talk about that. That was Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise here. Peter Burns, Amber Wilson filling in for Canty and Golic. We'll go throughout the NFL and get you ready for another full slate of college football games coming up, including Class of the AFC. Find out when we play Book It next. Canty and Golic Jr., Peter Burns, Amber Wilson filling in on ESPN Radio.
This is ESPN Radio.
Canty and Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio, minus Canty, minus Golic Jr. Peter Burns, Amber Wilson filling in. 888-SAY-ESPN is the phone number, 888-729-3776. I did ask you, what's the dumbest sports argument or most heated sports argument you got into over Thanksgiving gatherings or on the road trip that I'm sure many of you are on driving home after what hopefully was a very good Thanksgiving holidays? 888-SAY-ESPN. Remember, ESPN Radio always presented by Progressive Insurance, and all of those guests, including Sal Palantonio, is going to join us in about 30 minutes. That's over on the Progressive Insurance, on the Goodyear Hotline. Now, interesting news coming out real quick is we're just seeing this across Twitter is, although the Bills got their big win yesterday, Amber Wilson, 31-6 over the Saints, bad news is Tre'Davious White, one of the real reasons why this Bills defense has really been solid over the last two seasons. It appears he suffered an ACL injury, going to be out for the remainder of the year. A monster blow for the Bills, who were, obviously big win for them. Allen starting to look a little bit better. Felt like they were pulling away just to a certain extent. And now Tre'Davious White done for the year. Big blow for an AFC contender.
An AFC contender, yeah. I think that the darling of the AFC East in the Buffalo Bills, it does feel like they righted the ship yesterday, and certainly Josh Allen, he's been a little inconsistent this season, and yesterday 260 yards, four touchdowns, but obviously you are concerned now about them defensively, and injuries, of course, are a part of football, but that is not the news that the Buffalo Bills, a team that is competing obviously for the AFC, and I think has, frankly, Super Bowl aspirations, is they don't want to be shorthanded in any way.
On the Zoom, all of a sudden you see Bill Belichick kind of just showing up, and he's like, hey, what's up? What's
just
happening, guys?
Just popping that up.
And we're just chilling. And just me and Mac Jones, my best new friend that Nick Saban told me about, my buddy Nick. Nicky said, grab Mac, and we're in pretty good shape. We'll talk about that. Devin, now it's time, your chance to shine, and the true talent here on the show. It's ready for a segment, which I'm sure I'll screw it up, called Book It.
All right, guys, Book It. You know the drill. You add Book It to any of your hot take. It's a hot take multiplier. It allows you to feel like Stephen A. Smith, if only for a moment.
You can book it.
Put it in the books.
You know what time it is. It's Book It time, damn it.
All right, Peter, let's start with you. Cincinnati will make the final college football playoff rankings. Are you going to book it?
I'm booking it, Amber Wilson.
You can
Here's
book
how this
it.
Thing is. Oh, Jamaican air horns? I didn't know we had Jamaican air horns. Everything sounds better with Jamaican air horns.
Oh, yeah, we do it up.
I need to do that for, like, Christmas, like, whenever the kids open up a present. I'm booking it. If for no other reason, here's how it plays out, right? You got Georgia that's going to defeat Alabama in the SEC championship, so Bama ends up being out. Ohio State's going to win the big game against Michigan. They'll win against Wisconsin or whoever they're going to play or the other side in the Big Ten, so they're going to be in. And at some point, I feel like Cincinnati gets in. The resume is still going to be better than Notre Dame. They're going to have a conference championship. They go undefeated, and they won the head-to-head. They get in. And now that Lincoln Riley may be going to LSU, I'm taking Ohio's Oklahoma State.
Go.
Come on, let's go. Book it.
Go.
Cincy, Bearcats in. I kind of want to see it too, Amber.
I want to see it. I want to see it. So I'll book it for selfish reasons. But also, I genuinely think that maybe this is the season that it will happen. If it doesn't happen now, listen, we'll expand the playoffs and it'll happen anyways. But it should happen this season. Of course, they have to get through East Carolina to close out their regular season. And assuming that they're able to do that, they have to worry about Alabama. I'm with you. I don't think that Alabama has that much of a shot against Georgia. I think we heard a lot of fear from Nick Saban in a rant he had earlier this week. I think we'll get into that later in this show as well. So I am not one who believes that a two-loss Alabama team has any hope of getting into the college football playoffs, which means it should be the Cincinnati Bearcats. This is the season for a group of five. Let's book it. Devin?
Tis the season. Is that a double book? You got double
book. That's
booked.
A double book. We don't. I don't think we have the sign for that. We're gonna
Devin, I ain't playing.
We got that, though. Amber, let's stick with you. The Chicago Bears head coaching job is better than the Giants head coaching job. Are you booking it?
I will book it.
You can
the only
book
reason,
it.
The only reason I'm booking it, though, is because I think that job's available. I mean, first of all, neither of these jobs are available. Like, what are we doing? We still have six games left here in the regular season. Nevertheless, we all agree that Matt Nagy's time in Chicago, his days are numbered. And although I do think that the Bears are probably going to do the Bears thing and wait until the end of the regular season, yeah. I think they are moving on from Matt Nagy here at some point. I think that job will become available. I know a lot of people in New York want them to completely clean house with the Giants. I don't think that you get rid of Joe Judge yet. This is way too early on. He just became the head coach of the New York Giants. I understand how things have gone there, but give him an opportunity to bring in another OC. Maybe we can talk about the GM position in New York, but in terms of the head coach, I actually don't think that job is going to be available off season. So I'll book it that the Chicago job is better because, hey, it's a job that's actually available. Peter?
I'm not booking it for no other reason.
Damn
after
that.
I see the issues that the Cowboys have playing undisciplined football. Nothing about the Washington football team gets me fired up. And while I love this Jalen Hurts story, right? I mean, I've followed this kid and what he had to deal with over in Alabama and how he's always just worked his butt off and doing to go back to Oklahoma and doing it there for Lincoln Riley. I love it. I'm still not sold. And I think that if you're the Giants, you get the right person in the right place at the right time. You got a good quarterback, probably a better quarterback situation than the Bears have. So think to be the Giants and to bring them back to some relevancy, right? Like, once again, I'll go, the Bears are in that same situation.
A lot
situation.
Of Lincoln Riley
I'm still,
mentions
I'm
from
still
Peter Burns.
It. I'm all
in.
Lincoln's
show.
On my mind
yeah,
right
I see.
Now. You'll
he's
find
on
out
your
why
mind
a little
bit. That's weird.
We're going to get to Lincoln in a second. Let's get two more
slip.
In here.
My bad.
Peter, the New England Patriots are the class of the AFC. Are you booking that?
Can I say that I changed my book it, not book it answer within the last, 3 minutes? Because I don't know if I would have said it. I would have said not booking it, if that's the proper term, until I see the news that Trey White is not just kind of dinged up his knee and the fact that he's out for the year. Begrudgingly book it, Amber.
You can book it.
No.
Like, I mean, the class of the AFC, like they're not even, is it 2019? Like they're not even the class of their own division in the AFC. No,
yeah,
I'm not
who,
booking
like,
this.
What if they beat the Titans this weekend?
Is it the
please.
Bengals? Just, like is it the Chiefs? Like,
no,
there's
still
nobody
it's,
that makes me feel better about their team that's like, oh yeah, that's a no doubter. Like and why not the Patriots? Right.
Well, why not the Patriots? Because they have a rookie quarterback and because the Patriots aren't always, you know, just the Patriots. Like we do. Bill Belichick is a great coach. Fine. And I think everybody wants to see Bill do it this season because there were so many questions last season. It seemed like Tom, you know, put all those questions, gave you an answer for all those questions. Was it Bill? Was it Tom? And now Bill's making it a little interesting this season. So I think everybody's rooting for that because if he can do it with Mac Jones, then, oh, we have to have a conversation again about whether it was Bill instead of Tom Brady. And the truth is it was both of them, people. But it's also, you know, the Patriots are not the same team that they were a couple years ago. And notably because they have a rookie under center. And although he looks like the best rookie so far of that rookie class, he is still a rookie. I am not booking it yet that
really?
Right now they're the darling of the AFC. The Buffalo deserves that credit at the moment.
All right, let's get one more in quick. Peter, I'm going to go to you. I think you're going to have an opinion on this. Lincoln Riley will be the next coach of LSU. Are you going to book that?
Oh, baby, please let me book that. Please put it in the books right now. As Dylan Sanders is in here on Twitter, and I just retweeted it, Lincoln Riley, as of about 45 minutes ago, has some interesting new followers. These followers would be several LSU big-time commitments. Also, the head coach at LSU, Will Wade, and the head coach of their baseball team, Jay Johnson. Find that to be very intriguing. Listen, it's so weird that sometimes the sports scoops come from like the most like interesting people, right? Like it's like a server at some restaurant that saw these two guys in a meeting room back in the day or something like that.
The cupcake shop with LeBron, they had it first when he was going
something
back
along
to Cleveland.
Those lines, and like it's either like tracking tail numbers for private jets, or now it's social media followers. I'm booking this. If for no other reason, I want to wish it into fruition right now. Is it LSU Tiger who, listen, wandered the Saharan deserts of no offense for the longest time? The fact we finally got a glimpse in the water fountain in the middle of that oasis was Joe Burrow and Joe Brady and a national championship. Please let me book that Lincoln Riley's going to be the next head coach at LSU.
I am not booking this.
Okay. Damn just because, that.
Because you're a Florida Gator fan,
no,
Amber.
I'm
that's
not
why.
Booking
you're scared.
This
just say you're scared.
I'm not booking the fact that some five-star high school recruit is now following Lincoln Riley from LSU. LSU recruit is now following Lincoln Riley, and that means Lincoln Riley is going to be the next head coach of LSU. Like, that recruit, like, that high schooler is going to know who's going to be the head coach of LSU before the rest of us. And by the way, a teenager is going to keep his mouth shut. All he's going to do is hit the follow button. He's not going to tell us that they've already told him that Lincoln Riley is coming to LSU and don't decommit, right? Those 17-year-olds are going to keep their mouth shut on this huge news.
They
I have
did.
A really
Nobody
hard time
said.
Believing that Twitter
no,
followers.
Not a single recruit has said that Lincoln Riley's going to LSU. All they did was press a little button on their phone that says follow.
And they just, have Peter Burns at a tizzy. Here's the thing. If Lincoln Riley wants to compete in the best conference in college football, just stay in Norman, Oklahoma, because you're about to do it. And by the way, that place has been very good to you. You have thrived there. I do not understand why Lincoln Riley, frankly, would make this decision. Other than money, maybe he wants to get a little bit more of that from Oklahoma. Maybe he's the reason that all of a sudden the LSU baseball coach is allegedly following him. Maybe he gave him a call and he said, hey, bro, can you follow me so that Oklahoma throws more money at me? Because that's what's happening in this coaching carousel, is these guys are just all using their names to get more money from their current institutions.
That is a fair point. Amber Wilson, Peter Burns here, by the way. I still think Lincoln is upset that Jerry Jones didn't make the phone call and said, hey, come coach Dak Prescott and have the Cliff Kingsbury road to some success. ESPN Radio presented by Progressive Insurance. You can save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit progressive.com. All right, what sports arguments happened to your Thanksgiving gatherings yesterday? Give us the best of the best. 888-SAY-ESPN. That's 888-729-3776. Canty and Golic Jr. with Amber Wilson and Peter Burns today on ESPN Radio.
This is ESPN Radio.
Tia Golic Jr. rolling on with Peter Burns, Amber Wilson. 888-SAY-ESPN is the number. Always ESPN Radio presented by Progressive Insurance. Hit us up on that Dr. Pepper call-in line. Remember, Sal Powell is going to be joining us. We'll talk a little bit about Ravens-Browns and some of the other big NFL matchups coming up this weekend. He'll join us on that Goodyear hotline. Big news breaking about 15 minutes ago, coming out that Tre'Davious White for the Buffalo Bills, ACL done for the year. A big blow for the Bills, who got a big victory over the Saints 31-6. Yesterday, Amber Wilson and I have been talking about some of the different games that have been going on, and obviously, Matt Nagy survives to fight another day as they defeat the Detroit Lions. But Dan Orlovsky was on KJM and had some interesting things to say about a man who may be in play if the Bears decide to move on from Matt Nagy.
I know everyone's pointing to Dan Mullen's season this year in Florida and going, "What a disaster!" I mean, they've gone to 3 straight years of big-time bowl games in the SEC. So I'm just saying his name is going to be attached to that because of his prior history with quarterbacks and because of the skill set that Justin Fields has. I have said this. Justin Fields is the most important draft pick in the history of the Chicago Bears. The second most important pick will be who they select as the next head coach.
Amber, if that comes into fruition, if the Bears do not win out, they make a change. You know Dan Mullen. You're a proud Florida Gator fan. You did not fire him. That was Scott Strickland who did such a thing. What do you make of that?
Not all of us wanted to fire him. That was definitely Scott Strickland's thing, and maybe the rest of Gator Nation. Dan's right that obviously Mullen, I mean, you're only a year removed from him in the SEC championship. Fine. And Mullen, of course, he does have the record with quarterbacks. He's coached Alex Smith. He's coached Tim Tebow. He's coached Dak Prescott. He's coached Kyle Trask. Those guys panned out pretty well in college and some of those guys beyond. And so what should happen in Chicago, if they're interested in Dan Mullen, is he should be the quarterbacks coach. The next head coach, Peter, of the Chicago Bears should hire Dan Mullen to be the quarterbacks coach, maybe the OC. This is a ridiculous conversation that he's going to be the next head coach of the Chicago Bears coming off of getting fired at Florida.
Okay. Well, you actually had a better success than Cliff Kingsbury did, of course, at Texas Tech. And how did that work out for Kyler Murray and the Arizona Cardinals? I mean, every single college coach loved that. And every single agent, like Jimmy Sexton, loved that because they're like, well, you don't have to have a whole lot of success. I am with you, though.
I can see him being an offensive coordinator
in the state of Florida. And all of a sudden, Urban Meyer says, hey, you were my OC at Florida way back in the day. You're going to get Trevor Lawrence. The keys to that could be interesting. More of that coming up. Canty and Golic Jr. with Peter Burns and Amber Wilson.